Good morning. One of the biggest problems today, in my opinion, is the lack of a third voice. What does that mean? Well, for example, inside our head, voice one says, I really fancy a fish supper. Voice two says, no, because deep frying is unhealthy. Voice three is the referee, arbitration, the casting vote, the adjudicator. And the verdict is, yes, okay, on this occasion, because it is tea time and we've nothing else ready to eat in the house. Or, for example, voice one says, I think I'll pull the chair away just before they sit down for a laugh. Voice two says, no, don't you dare do that. You might hurt them. Voice three, no, I think you shouldn't do that. It's childish, dangerous, and it's not really that funny, is it? When we're little, the third voice was usually a parent, a teacher, or some adult. The theory is that as we mature as adults, we develop our own third voice inside our own head. Unfortunately, many people have not done so. They just act on first impulse, and it can have dire consequences. Some people have a very pronounced second voice, which is always inhibiting any new idea, always nagging, and confining folk to a straitjacket. We need to develop a healthy inner conversation, full of creative, bright ideas, tempered by some caution, but refereed and the better of the ideas given the go-ahead. It helps sometimes to ask family, partners, friends for their second opinions. But in the end, it comes back to our third voice to decide which advice to take. Best of all is when God is our number one advisor, and when our inner conversation matches His will.